now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Monday mornings only mean one thing, and that's Fabrizio Romano joins Diego Lasso as we discuss Ralf Rangnick and some new incoming staff members to support the Manchester United interim manager. We also discuss Jesse Marsh, the possibility of what's next for him, and RB Leipzig. Mohamed Salah, are Liverpool fans getting nervous about that contract agreement? And what's next for the blue side of Merseyside as Everton look to shuffle some things in the board and ahead? Fabrizio Romano, Diego Lasso begins right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Diego Lasso. Thank you so much for being part of the family. We are on Twitter, Diego Lasso Pod. We are on YouTube.com/ Diego Lasso, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your pod. So keep on sharing, subscribing, and spread the word. Fabrizio Romano is with us today. It'll be a shortish episode because he, of course, is very busy. But Fab, thank you so much for being part of the show today. How are you, bud?
Always a super pleasure. I'm fine, my friend. Thanks to you, and ready to enter into it because we have something changing around Europe, as you mentioned. And so it's going to be super interesting.
Super interesting. And here we have Fab. We won't take any more of his precious time. Fabrizio Romano, let's begin, of course, with some few new tidbits, some notes, something that you tweeted recently has been confirmed, obviously, and reported by many outlets. Chris Armas, by the way, as the Red Bull family knows him well, he joins Manchester United as part of Ralf Rangnick's staff. Talk to me about this.
Yes, he will be the main face coming with Ralf Rangnick at Man United. As we mentioned in our last episode, he was working to bring a small number of members as addition to Manchester United coaching staff, because they will continue with Mike Phelan, with McKenna, so with the whole coaching staff of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Of course, Michael Carrick decided to leave the club in the last few days, and this is why they were needing something new in the coaching staff. And so Ralf Rangnick decided to go with Chris Armas. As you mentioned, he was working as a manager for New York Red Bulls and also for Toronto. So he wanted something new right now, and the opportunity to go to Man United was something great for him. Also, the work permit is already approved, so everything is in place for the announcement. It was already communicated to the team, from what I'm told, in the morning. So they are prepared in Manchester United for this new arrival into the coaching staff. It's going to be interesting because I think it's the new era is really starting at Man United. And so we had a different feeling at Old Trafford in the game with Crystal Palace. It feels like something fresh around Man United. The players feel happy. The fans were needing this kind of shock after the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer era. And now with Rangnick, the impact was very good on the pitch, but I think also into the dressing room, from what I'm told. And now with Chris Armas, they will start to bring the new ideas of Ralf Rangnick. The pressing in particular, Rangnick said, we need some weeks to see my idea of football here at Man United, and he will help in this process to see the new Man United also under Ralf Rangnick and Armas.
Interesting development, of course, as you mentioned in Twitter, originated, of course, by our friend Taylor Twellman from ESPN. And by the way, speaking of the Red Bull family, there is also obviously news of Jesse Marsh, of course, as he recently leaves RB Leipzig. I'm wondering, Fab, would he maybe join Manchester United? I mean, you know, he was Ralf Rangnick's assistant. I'm wondering if there's space for him in the Manchester staff crew.
Yes, the relationship, as you mentioned, is great. A lot of appreciation from Rangnick, also in the ideas of Jesse Marsh. And yeah, I think he was really unlucky in Leipzig. So this is another point. It was not super easy job for him. Also with the dressing room, was not an easy situation. By the way, from what I'm told, at the moment, there are no negotiations with Man United for Jesse Marsh. So I think after having Chris Armas coming, I don't see also Jesse Marsh would be potentially a problem also in the coaching staff to have too many big names, because we're talking about former managers or actual managers, like in the case of Jesse Marsh. So I think Man United are happy with this decision of Chris Armas, and they're not going for anything else at the moment. Talking about Jesse Marsh, of course, was not easy situation in particular with the dressing room, from what I'm told, because some of the players were not 100% happy with his methods, with his ideas. We know that Red Bull Leipzig board are We're expecting something big from Marsh immediately, also in the Champions League and, of course, in Bundesliga. They were expecting to be in the third or fourth position, and it's not like this. They had many problems. And so after thinking for 2 or 3 weeks about replacing him, in the last few days, they decided to part ways. And so now it's going to be time for a new opportunity for Jesse Marsh.
Yes, absolutely. We'll see what happens with him and his family, of course, because they also moved to Europe with him. What about RB Leipzig itself there, Fab? Because obviously you look at the Bundesliga table and my goodness, they are in dear trouble if they want to get Champions League spots or European spot, let alone Champions League. What's the latest on them? Are they making a search already?
Yes, they have a list. We know the Red Bull Group in general and Leipzig in particular, they take their time because it's very important, the manager role at Red Bull Group and in particular with Leipzig. So in this list, they have Domenico Tedesco, they have Schmidt from PSV, they have Edin Terzic who did a great job with Borussia Dortmund before leaving to give the opportunity to Marco Rose to be the new frontman of Borussia Dortmund. But from what we know, nothing has been decided yet. It's still in the process. They want to take their time. They have this list and everything will be decided in the coming days, in the coming hours. But yes, they're gonna change with a new face. They need something new in the project after this difficult experience with Marsh. So I want to mention these three names, but nothing has been decided yet. They will take their time and also decide for the future because they don't want a coach to be for 5 or 6 months. They want someone who could be for the future of the project.
Right, a long-term project instead of just a gut reaction. All right, well, let's leave Germany here and move back here to the Premier League. And Liverpool fans, I feel, Fab, are getting a little anxious, a little nervous about their star. Some would say the best player in the world right now. I really wouldn't disagree that much with them, Mohamed Salah, as they look to formulate a new contract with their Egyptian king there. And he said, by the way, this is speaking, you tweeted it, but it was reported, obviously, he was speaking to the Liverpool local newspapers there. There is no problem in regards to the contract, but we have to reach an agreement for the contract. It's up to the Liverpool board. So as far as Mohamed Salah and his team is concerned, Fab, nothing more they can do. They've said what they want to do. Now it's up to Liverpool, according to Mohamed.
Yes, this is his feeling. First of all, because as part of the interview, he also say that he knows about Barcelona interest. He's seeing in the rumors about Barcelona, but at the moment there is absolutely nothing because he's happy with Liverpool. So the position of Mo Salah is super clear, I think. He's super happy with Liverpool. As we said here many times, he's in a great relationship with Jurgen Klopp. He loves Liverpool life, Liverpool as a club, his teammates. So Mo Salah is prepared to stay. But it's his last big contract, maybe, because Mo Salah is an amazing player, but he's not super young. And this is why he wants an important contract to complete his career with Liverpool and to have an important salary. And this is why the negotiation is basically on financial side right now. More than how many years is about the salary of Mo Salah. I think we're talking about money, but we have to respect this position because Mo Salah, as you mentioned, is one of the best players in the world, if not the best in this moment. He's making a difference for Liverpool for many, many years. And I think it's fair for him to ask an important salary as it's maybe his last top contract with a top club. So this is why he wants a super, super salary. Liverpool are negotiating with him. And we know that on the financial side, as Jurgen Klopp said many times, you remember when we had rumors on Kylian Mbappé during the summer, Jurgen Klopp always said, we are not in an easy financial situation. And this is why Liverpool didn't sign a single player, if not Ibrahima Konate as new centre-back, but they were not replacing Wijnaldum. They were not replacing Shaqiri because the financial situation is not super easy. But they know that keeping Mo Salah is the priority. So Liverpool are on it. But from Mo Salah, what I think is behind these words is, give me what I want, because for me, it's super important to have this top contract. They are in the process. We can say to Liverpool fans that Liverpool are working on it. They know that this is the real priority, to have Mo Salah signing this new contract. But they are still in talks, so it's not fully agreed yet. They are in negotiation. It's really important, the timing factor in this negotiation, because Liverpool know that they need to have Mo Salah signing this new deal before the summer, because if they arrive like in May or in June with Mo Salah out of contract in June 2023, is going to be real danger on the transfer market next summer.
Absolutely. And 30 years old next year. So a very good point about his age. You know, this is his final major contract. And by the way, those quotes came courtesy of Liverpool Echo as well. All right. So let's stay in Liverpool, actually, but then let's go to the blue side of Merseyside, because Everton, as we tape, obviously, they have a big game against Arsenal on Monday, but things are not looking good for the Toffees, and it's more than Rafa Benitez. Let's be completely honest. This is a squad that's needed reconstructuring for a long time now. But Marcel Brands, their director, is gone. What's next for Everton? And possibly Fab, Rafa Benitez, what's going on?
Yes, this point about Marcel Brands is not a detail because, as you mentioned, it's a very key point. We're not just talking about the director of football. He was the image of the project. He was the man who decided the signings together, of course, with Rafa Benitez. But Marcel Brands has a big impact on his teams. He's not an English kind of sport director. He's more than this. He's Dutch. And so this is why his impact was so big on the team. Also, in the last months, he was criticized by the fans because they were not happy with the new signings. He was suffering of this situation, and this is why they decided to part ways and to make Marcel Brands leave this job. So let's see now what will be next for Everton, because they want to do something different in the board. For Rafa Benitez, they made a statement today in the morning saying again that they are with Rafa Benitez. They are supporting Rafa Benitez directly from the owner. But of course, they expect, as you mentioned, in the K game with Arsenal, to win. They want a reaction. They want to see the team reacting. And so for Rafa Benitez, this next game will be crucial, also because his job has been in danger for weeks, because Everton were not in direct contact with any other manager, but they are not happy with what's happening on the pitch. And so Rafa Benitez is now the direct responsible. So this game will be super important for Everton future. I'm curious to see what happens. We had some rumors here in Italy today from Italian newspapers about Everton calling Jose Mourinho. That is not doing well with Roma. But let me say again that there is nothing between Roma, between Everton and Jose Mourinho at the moment. And I see Mourinho staying at Roma, also if his situation is as complicated as Rafa Benitez one at Everton. But at the same point, Mourinho is staying at Roma, and Rafa Benitez needs to prove that he's the right man to do it for Everton.
Yeah, that's the key there, because they can say they defend Rafa Benitez as much as they want. They are 5 points, Everton, above the relegation zone. And if they lose against Arsenal today, I believe that tune will change. We mentioned there would be a quick one with Fabrizio Romano, but always substantial. But before we say goodbye to you, Fab, anything else that you're keeping your eye on? It's the final week of the group stages in the Champions League, wrapping up the year. Is there anything else that you're focusing on?
Of course, Champions League is always our focus on Paramount Plus, but I wanted to mention contracts, because today we released a new article on the column, Here We Go column, on our website on CBS Sports, talking about players out of contract in June 2022. So how is the situation with the potential free agents? We were speaking about Kylian Mbappé, with Real Madrid still working on it, but it's still not fully agreed. And let's see what happens with PSG pushing him. Paul Pogba also with Man United revolution now with Ralf Rangnick. Let's see if it will have an impact, because Pogba has not decided yet what he wants to do. We are mentioning also many other players, but one player I'm focusing on today is Andre Onana, the goalkeeper of Ajax. He's out of contract in June 2022. And in Spain, they're talking about Barcelona interest to bring back Andre Onana, who was a Barcelona player, as new goalkeeper for the next season as free agent. But we can say again that Inter have a verbal agreement with Andre Onana. Inter want to sign Onana. They have a 4-year deal agreement agreed with Onana. So they are just waiting for January to sign the contract and then sign Onana next season, 2022-2023, as free agent. So this is Onana's situation, but we're talking in general about free agents on our website.
I love it. I love it. Onana's a really interesting story, aside from obviously the current situation, but you mentioned started at Barcelona, part of the Samuel Eto'o Academy, and then going to Barcelona. So even though there's a verbal agreement with Inter, you never know. A piece of his heart is always with the Blaugrana, so you never
with
never
free
know.
Agents till yeah. they sign, my friend, you're matter. Always in danger. Always, exactly. Till they sign.
Verbal doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Remember Wijnaldum last summer. It was done deal with Barcelona, and then in the night he changed his mind and he signed with PSG.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great, great point. Fabrizio Romano's Here We Go article on CBS Sports. Make sure that you check it out. Fabrizio Romano on Twitter as well, Instagram, and you can follow all his content, not just on social, but on our website. And of course, Kego Lasso every single week. Fab, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, my friend, as always. Super pleasure, and see you later in the week.
Absolutely. Later in the week, indeed. Thank you so much for being part of the family, everybody. Kego Lasso Pod on Twitter. We're also on CBS Sports, your CBS Sports app. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your pods. And of course, YouTube. Help us get to 6,000 subscribers. We are so, so close. We will see you next time.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.